USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in New Hampshire promoting his big infrastructure bill that he signed at the White House on Monday. Biden, speaking at an aging bridge in Woodstock, about 60 miles north of the capital city of Concord. The $1.2 trillion measure covers extensive renovations of bridges, highways, rails, and ports. This, as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says, many Americans are concerned and hurting due to the higher gas and energy bills, and it's only going to get worse.
There's no part of our economy that can afford another massive dose of socialism.
McConnell, no fan of the bill Biden signed on Monday. It's the first day of deliberations in the Wisconsin trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. The state does have 500 National Guard troops standing by in case the verdict sparks unrest. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
A once-in-a-century event will be happening this Friday.
You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. You can learn more at space.com. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Labor Secretary is talking about a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. That figure comes to 4.4 million in September.
Quite honestly, people are just not happy in their career where they are, and they are concerned about the coronavirus. The coronavirus has not gone away.
Marty Walsh not addressing the fact that the administration is also forcing workers at companies with over 100 employees to get a COVID jab, along with all federal employees and federal contractors. Iran is resuming nuclear equipment at an unmonitored facility. That's according to a diplomat, presenting a new challenge for the United States as it prepares for nuclear talks. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
A failed Senate and presidential candidate is now throwing his name in the hat to be Texas's next governor.
Beto O'Rourke announced his run for Texas governor, targeting the incumbent governor, Greg Abbott, who is seeking a third term.
We make progress on the things that most of us actually agree on, like expanding Medicaid or legalizing marijuana.
Once a congressman, O'Rourke caught national attention when he almost unseated Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, in 2018, losing by only 3 percentage points. O'Rourke entered the 2020 presidential race, but he withdrew the bid before the primaries began. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bail was denied for a man accused of killing a University of Chicago graduate who Cook County prosecutors say was simply minding his own business before he was shot during the alleged robbery last week. With crime rising in the area, the university has also started offering free Uber and Lyft rides to students as well. Evita Duffy is a University of Chicago student. She believes the violence has a lot to do with the prosecutor in the city not keeping violent criminals locked up.
I think that it's the Democrats, their policies on dealing with criminals are not working, and they're making people, frankly, very unsafe. And it's terrifying to live in Chicago right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.